This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number two. You know what this is?
That's me.
Sort of feels like I have to shout over that, and then it goes away, and it's like I'm screaming into the mic. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
One thing that I've never talked about, and now you spend a lot of time on the range, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Not as much as I used to.
Right.
That's the thing a lot of people don't get. You know, you shoot all the time, you love firearms, you love guns, you're like, I'm going to go make a career out of this. So within a couple of weeks of working in the gun industry, you find yourself not shooting as much anymore.
Yeah, it sort of takes it. You know, there's a lot of behind the scenes details, especially in the, I mean, you cover it, you handle it two different ways. You're actually doing a school. You have a curriculum that you're trying to promote, and at the same time, you also are a media personality of various persuasions, TV and radio. So this is always, you've always got a bunch of things percolating, and occasionally we get to go to the range.
Exactly.
Do you go to range day at SHOT Show?
I haven't been in 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gone to 10 SHOT Shows, and the last, well, I guess technically the last four, because we missed the year because of COVID. The last four, I haven't been to range day.
Right. I don't go to range day just simply because I'm lazy. But one thing that I have noticed, if I go to range day, sometimes I've gone out there just, you know, dressed like the radio bum that I am, but it's actually much more functional to go out there and actually wear stuff that you would like outdoor wear. So let's talk about boots. Now, when I was in the Army, we got issued these leather boots that I was convinced was designed to make us drop out of basic training.
have you worn the stuff that like I got issued in basic training? Like the, I mean, they're still boots, and they're still kind of the same design, but they're suede, so you don't have to polish them, and then the bottoms are nice and cushy.
Well, you know, I buy those now. You know, I had a pair of Under Armours, but my son took those from me, so right now I'm actually running a pair of Adidas. Adidas makes a outdoor hiking range boot type boot. Pretty good boot. So that's what I'm rocking right now. Now, of course, that's quite luxurious compared to what I'm used to, because the other thing was as soon as we graduated from basic, all of us bought Cochrane jump boots, which are nearly as uncomfortable. So nowadays, going to the range, you can wear smart apparel as far as how you feel and everything else. So among the boots, what boot brands do you like?
You know, when it comes to like hiking boots and stuff, I like, I've got a pair of Columbias I got because I was heading to Pennsylvania one time and a freaking snowstorm just from Tennessee all the way up there just flattened the whole country. basically. And I didn't have any warm shoes, so I stopped at Academy, and they had these Columbia hiking boots for like $40. And so I snagged them, and I kept them for a long time. But my usual go-tos are Salomons. Now, they've got the Speed Cross, those, they're kind of like hiking trail running shoes. They got little rubber cleats on the bottom of them. Those right. things I swear by. I've had like four pairs of those in the last 8 years. I need to get another one. They've got new colors to take. But now what you're talking about, this is something else, you know, not necessarily situational awareness, but awareness of how to plan for different places. So Rainier's Day at SHOT Show, if nobody's ever been, they've got gravel walkways. Yeah. But it's not gravel. It's like 4-inch boulders.
Yeah.
So every time I've been to SHOT Show, I've at least sprained my ankle or they're sore after walking on that. So you kind of got to be ready with a higher top or something with a little more ankle stability than like those Salomon Speed Crosses. But yeah, I love Salomon's, those Columbia pair I got. Salomon has some, and I can't tell you what they're called, but they're like a mid-cut. It's like the Speed Cross high top. I want to say they're called Forces or something like that.
Right.
For speed, for sure. Those things are slick. I'd love to get a pair of the brown ones. But it's hard for me to find them except for going online, so, which is probably where I'll have to go. What about you? What's your go-to for shoes?
So, heretofore, I've either used, I like Columbia. Columbia is one of those unsung brands. It's not very expensive.
They are.
They're not very expensive. Nope. They are very, very, the apparel is very good. The boots yep. are pretty good. You can buy them just about anywhere. And, yep. I don't mind using Columbia at all as far as boots. I do like Salomon because I've noticed that a lot of the Spec Ops guys, as soon as they get out, if they're going to continue to do the kind of things they were doing in service, they're going to Salomon. Yep. And a lot of them don't even do the boots. They do the shoes. They've gotten right. away from that higher top. But Salomons are okay. Under Armour makes a pretty good boot. Although I think when I go get my next pair of boots, I'm going to go to a place here locally called Foot Solutions. And what they do is they have like a podiatrist there. And they look at they look at how you stand and they look at how you walk. And then they match you up to the boot that you need or the shoe.
It's kind of like it's kind of like the Fleet Feet running stores. They yeah. do the same thing.
Yeah.
They put you on a treadmill and they watch you walk and you're like, okay, these are better for you.
Right. So I might do that, and I don't know which brands they carry. I tend to prefer a nylon brand, although I would really love to find a pair that is completely waterproof. And gotcha. I don't know who makes those anymore, but I mean, you haven't lived unless you've been in like a boreal forest in the early morning, tramping through it, and you're just getting soaked from the knees down.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
you haven't lived life if you haven't done that just yet.
Altama makes some pretty good waterproof, bro.
Yeah.
What waterproof boots? I know they do shoes too. Have you noticed that you were talking about combat boots earlier? Nike, Under Armour, Reebok, all these major athletic shoe brands are getting into the combat boots.
Yeah.
So maybe they always have. I just never saw it until the last few years.
Well, I mean, you had to go looking for it. You had to go looking for it.
I'm just and what's cracking me up is I saw a pair online. There are Air Jordan combat boots.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how awesome is that? You got the Jumpman logo on the side of your combat boots.
That is nifty. You got the Jordan stuff. Coming up on the first break, Zeke is part of something called MGS Trade School. This is where you can learn and reinvent yourself. You can learn to be a gunsmith. You can learn to be a gunsmith very inexpensively. You're going to be fully certified when you come out the other end. This is one of those things that the trades are going to be the salvation of all these people that don't want to go to school and spend $60,000 a year and owe $250,000 when they get out. It'll be the trades. Zeke is part of that. Find his website at mgs.edu. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Zeke Stout from MGS Trade School. We're geeking out today over clothing that you might wear to the range. And I guess the clothing you might wear to the range would be the same kind of clothing that if you were patrolling or you were on a hike or something, and or maybe all geared up under arms and everything. Is that do you go in that direction?
I don't. And for one reason, I can't remember what training I was in, and I'm pretty. I know Jaeger has said this before, but I've trained with a few different people. There were some fifth group guys that we trained with at one point in time. I think they may have said it, but when you dress out in tact gear, we'll just say tactical, you know, 5'11" pants, the shoot me first vest, the, you know, all the tactical gear, guess what you're saying to the world? Hey, look at me, I'm armed. And you kind of want that to be your little secret. You don't want to, I'm already a target, right? You know, some bad guy walked in, he's going to shoot the 6'7" guy.
Sure.
Trust
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
I don't want anything else drawing attention to me. Oh, that's a 6'7" guy. He's big. Oh, wow. Look, he's probably armed. Look at the gear he's got on. So no, I don't really think of it that way. I'll be honest. I used to wear 5'11" pants just because I was getting into that world and I wanted to feel like a part of it. And then I realized, hey, this is probably in the brightest thing. And they make great pants. And there's ways, and maybe we can do a segment on this after that, but there's ways to take the tactical gear that's sold and make it look more civilian and look more every day in the mall kind of thing. But right. For the most part, I'm going in jeans, you know, some hiking boots or the Solomon Speed Crosses, especially if it's an outdoor range, you know, there's going to be gravel and dirt and mud. You know, I'm taking something with some grip and some knotties on the bottom of them.
Right.
You know, and then shirt-wise, just something that can conceal, you know. I love, and this is funny because I talk about the tactical gear. And this company didn't start as a tactical company, but they've embraced the military and spec ops world, and that's Arc'teryx. I love their shirts. There's very few shirt companies without going into a tall situation that have shirts that fit me lengthwise, but usually the Arc'teryx shirts fit me pretty well.
Arc'teryx is one of those brands. I have never owned any of their stuff, but I've always been sort of a big guy. So right now I'm dieting, and I'm wondering if I can get down to a size big enough to actually fit in something Arc'teryx. But I have noticed that you and Steve Fisher can get into their shirts. And, I mean, it's, you know, you guys are tall, and you have broad shoulders and everything, and it just makes me wonder. But
So I was going to say, it's a funny story that you say that, because when I started losing my weight, I found a used Arc'teryx shirt, like Goodwill or something like that. And I'm like, let me see that this fits. And it was a 2X, and I put it on, it fit perfect. And I was like, I got to lose more weight so I can get more of these shirts. And once I started wearing their gear, their jackets, their shirts, everything else, it was kind of like a preventative keep the weight off kind of thing, because their gear is really cool gear. I mean, it's comfortable. I really like their shirts that have the snap buttons, just because I'm lazy. and they're long enough to conceal on me. So that's cool. So, yeah, it's funny that you said you want to lose the weight to get into their gear. And
well, I don't want to lose the weight.
That kind of worked for me.
I'm not trying to lose weight to get into their gear. I'm just right now in the middle
of
the diet.
Yeah, you do.
But if that works out, I will.
I'm trying to get them to send us free stuff.
Oh, I'm on a diet to try to fit into Arc'teryx gear because I dig it so much.
There you go. Oh, yeah, and I'm trying to lose foot weight to fit in the more Solomon Speed Crosses, so.
We can be just like, we can be, have you ever seen the stock car racers where at the end of the race they got the one guy that's changing his hat?
Yeah.
Every
just
five
get all the sponsors.
Just get all the sponsors in there. We can be those guys.
Exactly.
Standing there.
We're sitting here bragging. We're bragging about Solomon shoes and Arc'teryx gear, and then 2 weeks from now, if you hear us talking about Nikes and Columbia gear, you know who sent us free stuff.
We'll have to start out with a disclaimer going, no, we are not prostitutes. No, yeah, I am trying to lose weight so I can fit into our church. I've always wanted to try it just simply because it seems like it's like the little lightweight insulated jackets. I see, you know, out in the desert at SHOT Show at some of these nighttime parties where it really gets cool out there, they'll be just wearing that. They'll be like standing there going, what's the problem? I'll be going, ooh.
I've got one of those. I think it's called the Atom LT. And it's really lightweight. It's almost like wearing a real lightweight hoodie, but it's insulated. And I've gone out in 20 degree weather with that thing and been totally fine for a couple hours. So, I mean, when it comes to cold weather gear, they started as like a rock climbing or mountain climbing gear company. And they just took off from that. And they know their stuff when it comes to the cold weather stuff. It's really good stuff.
Anyway, that's one of those things that I, you know, the gear part of it. Now, I'm trying to stay away from getting into the kind of gear where it's sort of like the Army military BDU stuff. Because when I was in, we were using these moderate weight temperate zone BDUs. That was in Europe. And then I came back to stateside and... Well, they just, you know, they had available to me the lighter weight sort of ripstop stuff. With the shirts and with the pants, would these hold up in outdoor conditions?
As far as the jacket?
Any of it.
The jacket I have has a little hole from the neck. I'm going to be honest.
Right.
It's got a little hole from a snag. Doesn't bother me. The shirts and stuff? Yeah, absolutely. The only thing that I've tried there is that I did not like. Actually, I'm sorry, two things. I bought a polo that was kind of like that athletic moisture-wicking material.
Yep.
And that thing looked like I was about to go clubbing in the 90s. I mean, it was just like latex tight.
Sorry. I tell you what, hang on right there. Hang on. Let's go. Take a moment. MGS Trade School, this is where Zeke plies his trade. If you want to reimagine your life, if you want to redo and reinvent yourself, you can do this at MGS Trade School. And the first way to start it, the first way to get it all going is, of course, to go to mgs.edu. Take a look at what they've got. Figure out what it is you want to do and go for it. And you're going to pay less than you would for a nice bedroom suit or a couch or any nice piece of furniture just to get a trade. And that's going to make a lot of difference. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Questions about race and the freedom to protest are being raised after a white Tennessee lawmaker kept her job while two of her black Democratic colleagues were expelled. One GOP lawmaker, Representative Lowell Russell, who voted to keep Johnson, said he didn't believe she participated in the gun reform protests the same way Jones and Pearson did. After the disaster in East Palestine, Ohio, the Senate is unveiling a bill to increase railroad safety.
Rail safety has declined in America, and we've got to get it back to snuff. The disaster in Ohio should have been the canary in the coal mine.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer discussed the bipartisan bill and said he expects it to pass. The Kennel Club is reminding dog owners to keep candy away from your pet this Easter. Recent data shows 123% spike in cases of canine chocolate poisoning over the holiday last year. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Lock and Load. Geeking out with Zeke Stout. We're talking about clothing that you can wear and everything else.
You've been clubbing.
And we, yeah, there's some of the stuff that Zeke has that you can go to the club in. Well, you probably...
yeah. Well, and that was just the first thing that I had. The other one that got me, as far as the fit, the waist fit fantastic, and they felt great. But their pants are a little short. They don't have taller pants. But back to what you're saying, are they snag proof? Are they good? The pants were solid. I ended up selling them on eBay or something, but they were good, like solid, thick canvas kind of pants, kind of like Carhartt in a way, but not as thick. But they were great. They weren't tall enough for me, which is the story of my life when it comes to pants.
Anyway. Sure. Speaking of Carhartt, what do you think about their stuff?
I love Carhartt gear. It broke my heart when the controversy came out about them mandating vaccines and all that. But it's kind of like, all right, if I really like, let's just go Pearl Jam. I love Pearl Jam's music. Love it. Absolutely love it. Eddie Vedder's politics? Woo!
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Right.
Can I embrace the art and disagree with the artist kind of thing?
Yeah.
So back to Carhartt, can I embrace their gear and disagree with their corporate policies? And that's a tough one because, you know, one thing, everybody's talking about, I'm going to burn my Carhartt gear. I'm going to take my Carhartt gear to Goodwill. I got a Carhartt jacket that cost me over $200. Ain't nobody's getting that.
Right.
And it's the warmest jacket I own. That's a tough one, though. It's tough when you see companies that have seemed firearms friendly or are seemed, you know, friendly to civil rights in this case. You know, I don't want to get a vaccine. I shouldn't have to get a vaccine, right?
Right.
And they go against that stuff. You're kind of like, oh, it's like a gut punch. You know, right now, you know, Bud Light, we're not going to get into that, but they're catching all kinds of flack.
Well, they are. And I mean, but here's the thing with this. This is the thing with all of this stuff, as far as that is concerned. I think that, you know, if you've bought some of their stuff and then somebody come, they do something, if you burn it or throw it away, you're not doing anything to them because they've already got your money.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I kind of look at that, to be honest with you, as virtue signaling, to be honest with you. I mean, Bill, it's on principle.
I would agree. Okay, and that's where we as a society, left or right wing, need to realize virtual signaling is from both sides.
Yeah.
Look at what I'm doing wonderful for my side.
Absolutely. Look at my stand I'm taking. I've taken something that I paid for, that I put my money in, and I've set it afire. That'll show them.
Yeah. Now, go ahead.
Well, I mean, if you want to, at that point, if that's all you ever want to buy from them, at that point, you say, okay, but I'm not going to, it won't happen no more. But I mean, every time I make a video where I'm wearing a Carhartt shirt, which I have a lot of Carhartt t-shirts and a lot of Carhartt polos because I just like them. I like having a pocket, right? I just like them, and I'll get some comment in the video, take that Carhartt shirt off. I'll be like, dude.
That's when you say, buy me my entire clothing line.
I mean, if you get out there and you start looking at every company that is involved out there with anything, you're not going to wear nothing.
Hell, there's been gun companies that have made some crazy statements in the past 10, 15 years.
Well, do you drink Black Rifle coffee?
I don't anymore.
Yeah, they've sort of stepped in a few things. I never liked their coffee, so that's why I don't drink it. Right? It has nothing to do with their little political stance, because you know they're in business. Their political stance is unfortunate. They are alienating a lot of people.
And when I say I don't drink it, it's not a stance. Honestly, I like Death Wish coffee.
Death Wish coffee.
I like their extra strength, either the Valhalla Java or their Buried in Blue, which is like a blueberry flavor. And I like it better. I mean, I'm not going around, White Rifle coffee, rah, 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 rah. I'm just like, I like this coffee better.
Well, I mean, I have a Nespresso machine.
Yeah.
I save a ton of money going to coffee shops with a Nespresso machine.
Right.
So, I mean, I haven't been in a Starbucks in many years, and I don't go right now with the diet that I'm on in order to fit into the Arc'teryx clothing. I can't, have stuff like regular milk and stuff like that. But, like Patagonia. Do you like Patagonia stuff?
Patagonia is weird to me. I almost bought a Patagonia jacket a couple of years ago when I got the Arc'teryx one. And Patagonia just feels like, and this is nothing against the company. The company is probably great people, but the people that wear it, it's almost like, look, I have a Patagonia jacket on. Look, everybody look at my Patagonia jacket. That's just the vibe I get. I could be totally wrong.
Do you want to know who they get? You want to know who they
get? Go ahead. Go ahead.
They were giving money to an organization that was funneling money to Antifa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I did not know about
and
that.
BLM, but that's their parent company. So, I mean, any of these outdoor clothing brands that are out there that are, I think, would be considered adventure clothing brands are sort of leftist. In their political.
Well, you've got a lot of environmentalists that are in that world.
Sure.
And this is the thing that drives me nuts. If you ask anybody on the right or left, do you want to destroy our environment and our world? No one's going to go, yeah, that's what I want to do. So, but somehow we've turned the terms environmentalist as a negative thing. When there are some environmentalists, they're a little cuckoo and they're off the rocker and they do stupid stuff. But, you know, I don't know. That's just, I shouldn't say there are a lot of environmentalists. I should say there's a lot of extremists when it comes to environmentalism. I guess you'd say.
I guess I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole boycotting thing, I mean, when I look for a company that I can agree with, I love Costco, right?
Yeah.
And I don't have the time to tell you my issue with Costco.
Oh.
I will tell you that when we get back in the next segment. But, you know, if you look hard enough at any company, you can find something. You can find just about anything that you want to find and
right.
Dislike them for all kinds of different reasons. And then now you got to set priorities. And that's where all of this stuff comes in. So Zeke, of course, is one of the guys that actually runs a company called MGS Trade School. And it's not just a company. It's a school. And this school will teach you the trade of gunsmithing. And you can rest assured that this is a growth industry. No matter what you may see in the politics and everything else, you got 15 million plus new gun owners out there. They're going to have issues arise. And this is where you can learn to be somebody that helps them with this and gets paid to do it. MGS.edu. Go check them out. You might make a big change in your life. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are talking, we're geeking out right now with Zeke Stout. We're talking about apparel. Now we're talking about apparel companies. And, like, I like Costco, as I was telling you. And, do you know that Costco does not post that they are a gun-free zone? Did you know that?
No. I didn't know that.
So at Costco, if you go into Costco and they detect that you have a weapon, they will come to you very quietly and escort you out and ask you to put your weapon in your car.
Really?
Yeah. That, now, that may have changed. But that used to be their policy. But,
very interesting.
You know, one of the things that I have an advantage over most people with, I used to be a delivery driver. So I used to go into the delivery entrances of everything that was a business that would take something that I delivered, whether it was beer, bread, soda, milk. And here in South Carolina, if you want to be a gun-free zone, you have to put a sign stating you're a gun-free zone on every way into the building, even if it's not one that the average bear would go through. And I've seen everybody's back door. But there's a little caveat to that.
What's that?
Concealed means concealed.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Exactly. What was it? We do this every time, I think. What was it we said in the first segment? I was like, we need to make a whole segment on that here in a little bit. And I totally forgot what it was.
Right.
Something about gear.
Say again?
You know, while we're on gear,
yeah.
What kind of range bag stuff do you take?
I got sent by a company called Thorn and Fire a range bag that I have. It's not quite big enough for what I'd like to have, but it is indestructible.
Oh, really?
I have dragged it across the range. I have thrown it into the truck. I have thrown it off the truck. I mean, I've done everything to it. It's a good looking bag. It has like teeth on the side of it, like the Spitfires used to have in World War II.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, I think the reason I keep running it is I can't kill it.
Yeah.
It was sent to me to evaluate. I made a video about it, and I mean, it's just here now. It's just always here. I need to contact that guy. Because the Thorn and Fire, I mean, I don't know what else they make. I mean, that's how, I know they're still in business, but I don't know what else they're making right now. But the range bag is exponentially good. Although I am looking into one of those hard cases where they have the foam cut out where you can carry like four guns and the magazines for four guns sticking in there. And all there, you know, there's no empty space. It's all molded. The foam is molded and cut out. What about you?
Yeah. I've kind of narrowed it down to two companies. One is Savior Equipment. One of the main reasons I like their stuff is, yes, it's functional. Yes, it's well-made. It's a good product. But at the same time, it's inexpensive. Like, they don't, you see so many range bags out there nowadays in our world, the tactical stuff. So, and just a little duffel bag that you can fit a couple of guns, some extra mags, and some ammunition in, it's like $180-$200. Something like that, just a small little handgun bag with Saviors, less than $100 sometimes. It's just really good prices. They're also making the bag for our students. We're going to have a custom tool bag for our students in the Advanced 2 program. So, I mean, there's a couple of reasons I like them. Another one, when I go to competitions, is I've got this backpack. It's called a GPS backpack. I think that's actually the name brand. And it's got a front zip that has a foam molding cutout, kind of like what you're saying with the hard cases, where the gun can slide in there. I think I can put five handguns in there. It's got a poncho that's built into it. It's got an umbrella strap. It's got a toolbox side pouch. It's got a hard internal pouch for your ear pro and eye pro. It's just a well-thought-out bag. You know, somebody said, what would we need as a good range bag for competitions? And they just mapped out every single line item and packed it into this one. So it's pretty cool.
Then the next thing I'm looking for, though, is some sort of a gun bag. Not you know, for a range bag, I think of a range bag as something to take the handguns in. I would like to find some sort of a gun case that is, I don't know, I've got one by Air Armor Tech that is inflatable. And it's actually quite
inflatable.
It's inflatable. And it's quite impressive in how it protects the gun, but it is gigantic when it is inflated. I mean, it's hard as a rock when you inflate it, but I mean, it is gigantic. And that just sort of seems a little bit much to me. To be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah, the bigger stuff is, and have you ever seen, been to the range and somebody roll up one of those big old rolly Pelican cases?
Yeah.
It's like five rifles and 10 handguns. It's like, really, dude? Really?
Well, I mean, Fisher, now, see what Fisher does when Fisher shows up. Fisher has the decked truck system. Do you have a pickup truck?
I did. I don't anymore, but I like those deck systems.
We should try to get some free Arc'teryx gear and a free deck system for Bill's truck while we're talking about it. Anyway. he takes all of the foam out of all of his Pelican cases, and he just throws the handguns in those gun rugs, the zip-up cases. Just piles them into it. He'll have like 50, no, not 50. He'll have about 20 guns in one of those cases.
Wow.
So he doesn't, and I don't know what he does with the long guns, but I suspect he probably has some sort of setup in one of the drawers, and he's probably carrying maybe four. I don't know what, I don't know who he's with now. For the longest time, he was rocking Knight's armament.
Now, which Steve Fisher are you talking about? Are you talking about the one that does the USCCA stuff, or are you talking about
the Yeti?
The Yeti. Okay, the one that everybody has come up to me and said, hey, Steve. And I'm like, no, that's not
Steve Fisher. Yeah. So, not that Steve Fisher. This Sentinel Concept Steve Fisher.
Yep, that's who I thought.
Yeah, so.
Good
yeah.
dude.
He flies nowhere. That's one reason I bought the truck I bought, because he, and I mean, Jaeger never flew anywhere.
Mm-mm.
So.
Hickok and his son never fly anywhere.
Yeah, but they have a motorhome, don't they?
They might now. For a while there, they just drove in a truck.
Yeah, you know, Hickok. We ought to try to have Hickok on here and do a. We could geek out over him.
Yeah, we could do that.
Well, I mean, he used to, when you were SDI, he used to come out there and be your guest, right?
He used to be a guest on Talking Late a lot.
All those places. You and he have done a lot of. You have collaborated a lot, you and he.
Indeed.
Well, I've had him on the show. I'll have to try to line that up and see. So you are not going to the NRA?
I don't know yet. I'm still up in the air. It's if I do, it'll probably just be a day and stay overnight and come back.
I am not going to the NRA.
You're not?
No.
Gotcha.
So if you do go, I would like a report next week just on what you think of it and everything else. And
see. Being that the NRA is not for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be hard to give you a report on it next week if I'm not going until the week after.
You know what I'm saying. When you go.
I know.
When you go.
Yeah.
For those of you that like this, you can find Zeke's work at MGS Trade School, mgs.edu. Thank you for yet another fun episode of Geeking Out with Zeke Stoutzer.
Absolutely.
And as for me, well, we're just going to rock into hour number three. The other day, I asked Paul Markle about a bug-out bag, and so he made a video of something called the BBOB, and we're going to discuss that. He will rail against me because, not against me, but he sort of thinks I should already know this stuff, and I just don't think he understands I'm a soldier from a different era. We'll see. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.